Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus,
Praise the Lord, everybody. Truly, we're listening, just listening to a song by Whitney Houston saying, Jesus loves me. How many know that the Lord loves you on today? We know this is love all in the air today. This is Valentine's Day. So we like to say happy Valentine's Day to all of our listeners and all of our callers and all of those that are tuning in on the internet. Truly, we know that God is love, and can't nobody love you like Jesus. Amen. So we'd like to give that shout out to you today, and we thank God for each and every one of you all tuning in to a time of reflection with New Destiny Ministries. I tell you, we have been having a marvelous time. I call it 2 days of marvelous training, and then we had a beautiful week. Opening of the week with Apostle Johnson and that wonderful message that he preached on, can Jesus trust you with your gift and dare to trust you? And on Tuesday, we had our life coach, Pastor Edward Hamilton, all the way from Houston, Texas, with Provoke to Purpose Ministries. And I tell you, he taught us profoundly. If we didn't get anything out that, I don't know. You need to go back into the archives. You can listen to these messages live on the archives 24/7. So we certainly would invite you to go back and listen to these messages. I tell you, they were very enriching and they were very encouraging to me. I don't know about you all, but I downloaded everything that I needed. And I don't know about you, but he has provoked me to my purpose. Amen. So once again, we thank you for tuning in. We're going a little bit higher, and we're going back to our continuing series on the Acts of the Apostles. Amen. And as I begin to think this morning, I was thinking on Romans 12, 1 and 2, where the apostles say, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And as I begin to just think about that on this morning, you know, and thinking about the hearts and the love and everybody, and so, you know, this is the love day that the nation has set aside for us to express love. And, you know, that's what Valentine is, they represent. But how about if we express that love 364 days, not just wait to this one particular day to express our love and our appreciation to one another and to our husbands and our wives and our children and our sisters and brothers in Christ. We should express that love on a daily basis. We shouldn't have to wait to February the 14th. I love you. Be my Valentine, all of this praise. But anyway, God bless you, all those of you that celebrate. I thank God for you also. Amen. But I'm telling you, God, when we think about the love of God, you know, there was no greater love that anybody exhibited or demonstrated better than Jesus. Amen. He's been our perfect example. Amen. So we're going a little bit higher. We're going to ask Elder Gates. Hallelujah. We're going to ask Elder Gates to open up with a word of prayer for us on today. And we have a beautiful speaker on today, and we haven't had a chance to formally meet him, but I trust my sons and daughters in the gospel, and I trust the men and women of God that is preaching and teaching this gospel. Amen. So God bless you, Elder Gates. Good to see you with us today.
God bless you, Evangelist, and I would that you would bow with me in a word of prayer. Father, we bless your name today, and we give you glory and honor. You are our Father, which art in heaven, and God, holy is your name. We give you praise and thanks, God, because of what you've done for us. You never fail, God. You never forsake us, God. You never leave us, and we bless your name today. We take time, yes, Lord, to give you praise. We take time, hallelujah, God, to give you worship. We take time to acknowledge, God, the great things that you have done, in that, God, no one could have done us like you have done us. No one, yes, Lord, could have sacrificed for us as you have. God, we thank you. Yes, Lord. When we were destined for hell and for sin, yes, Lord, you rescued us. You redeemed us. You brought us back. Yes, Lord, with a mighty outstretched hand. And Father, we thank you, God, for your divine love that has saved us. We thank you for your divine love that keeps us. And God, I just ask you, Lord, just to take a moment with us and let us express our love back to you. Father, we thank you, God. We love you today. We love you, God, with the same everlasting love, because it is by your love, yes, Lord, that is shed abroad in our heart, that we also love you. Thank you, God. We thank you, God, for the love of God that you have given unto us. And, God, we just love you today. We love you just because of who you are. We don't just love you because of what you've done or because of what you do or what you can do or because of what we're asking you for. God, we love you just because you're God, just because you are Savior, just because, yes, Lord, you are high, just because you are lifted up, just because you are everlasting beautiful, just because, God, you are just magnificent, you're glorious, you're powerful, you're wonderful. Yes, Lord, you never lie, you never fail, you're always there. And, God, we take pleasure, God, in giving you praise. We take pleasure in bowing down before you. We take pleasure, Lord, just to breathe the air that you supply. We take pleasure, yes, Lord, to give that air back to you in praise and in worship. God, we thank you, God, for the opportunity to refresh you, yes, Lord, with the praise that you have given into us. And, God, we thank you for you calling us out of darkness into a marvelous light. We thank you that we are your people and the sheep of your pasture. And, therefore, we enter into your gates, yes, Lord, with thanksgiving. We come before your courts with praise. Hallelujah. We're thankful unto you, and we bless your name, because, God, you are good. Your mercy is everlasting, and your truth endures to all generations. For, God, you have been our peace. Thank you. You have been our joy. Thank you. You have been our song. Thank you. You have been, yes, Lord, our provider. Thank you. You have been the great I am. Thank you. You are the El Shaddai. Thank you, God. You are the Almighty. Thank you. You are the Savior. Thank you. Hallelujah. You are the Redeemer. Thank you. You're the Bishop of our soul. Thank you. Hallelujah, God. We bless your name, God. God, let your anointing come, God, and be evident, God, through the power, God, of the demonstration and the speaking of your word. God, I pray, yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, that as the speaker comes forth, God, that you would fill their mouth, God, with grace. In the name of Jesus, God, that kind of grace that has, God, the season of the anointing on it, God, that will break and destroy yokes, God, that will heal broken hearts, that will set at liberty them that are captive. Yes, Lord, that it will preach and declare the acceptable year of the Lord. And, God, we receive it now by faith in Jesus' name. And we give you praise, and we give you glory, and we give you honor, because you are worthy, because you are God, and God all by yourself. Yes, Lord, none can overthrow you, none can undercut you, because, God, you are God. Hallelujah. It is settled forever, God, from everlasting to everlasting. You are God, and we worship you, and we praise you, and we give you glory today, right now, in Jesus' name. Thank you, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God.
Hallelujah, God. Thank you, we give him glory today. We give him praise.
You don't have to worry about any typos. You don't have to
them wrong foul. Hallelujah. He knows who you are. He knows who you are. We stand before him. Hallelujah. The book is open. Hey, glory. And nothing will be able to accuse God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. He's a
God. Hallelujah.
He's a God that remembers that. Hey, hallelujah. He's a God that never slumbers or sleeps. Hallelujah. That's why I love him, because we can depend on him. That's why I love him, because his line is open 24/7. Hallelujah. Anytime you decide you want to call on him, hallelujah, he's not that far away.
Hallelujah.
He is attentive to his cry. Hallelujah. Who wouldn't serve a God like this? If I had Lady Stafford on the line, I would let her sing that song. Who wouldn't serve a God like this?
God, my God.
Who wouldn't serve a God like this? Who wouldn't serve a God that's able to wake you up in the morning? Who wouldn't serve a God that can keep you with a sound mind? Hallelujah, in the midst of trouble, in the midst of turmoil, in the midst of the tragedies, in the midst of all atrocities. Who wouldn't serve a God like this? Oh, I serve him because of who he is. I serve him because he has a proven record. I serve him because he's never failed me yet. I serve him because he's not a man that he would lie. I serve him, hallelujah, because he loves me. Hallelujah. I serve him,
hallelujah,
because he has no respect for persons. Hallelujah, because he's a God that'll put everything. He'll take your past. Hallelujah, and he put it in a sea of forgiveness. Glory to God.
Thank you.
A God like this. Who wouldn't serve a God?
Thank you.
Hallelujah. When you can't see your way, he'll make a way out of nowhere.
He will.
Hallelujah. Who wouldn't serve a God like this? Hallelujah, that'll dry every tear. Hallelujah, that'll protect your family. Who wouldn't serve a God? Hallelujah, that'll remember your children. Hey, God, he'll remember and never forget. He said, I'll never forget your labor, love. Who wouldn't serve a God like this? Oh, God. Hallelujah, he's worthy today, and I just have to give him some praise today. Hey,
glory to God.
This is his line. I got let the Lord have his way. I stand on his goodness and what he's done for me. Hey, God,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, you're the most that I can't even express. I can't even express what's in my belly. Hey, glory. When I think of where he brought me from, God, I bless you today. One of my friends, let me just give a little testimony before we bring up our people. I was telling one of my friends, 14 years ago next month, my daughter was murdered. But before my daughter was murdered, on a Thursday, my son got into an altercation, and he murdered the boy. Hey, God, I don't know shut up. And 4 days later, my daughter was on the phone with me every day crying, and, oh, mama, we going to help you. We going to do this. Didn't know that 4 days later she would be dead. My boyfriend shot and killed her. Hallelujah. Left 4 children. Hallelujah. Was raising one child. One of my sisters, a daughter. Hallelujah. So that one plus the 10 days five. Hallelujah. But as I begin to reflect upon it, it wasn't nothing but a God like I serve that has kept me. Hey, Hallelujah. As I look back now, Alligator, I saw three young ladies graduate from high school without no babies. I am not on my watch. Hallelujah. I'm blessed in the day. And as I look back, one more be graduating in May, my youngest granddaughter. Then I have a 60, I want to be 16 years old next month. And I look back and I say, I got older. Oh, God, I couldn't see a day like today. I couldn't see a day where I wasn't driving to three and four different schools. I couldn't see a day when I would be free to do ministry like I desired. I couldn't see this day, the Messiah. But God knew a day was coming. He knew he would keep me. I bless him today. Hallelujah. Because he's good to me. Hallelujah. I think about our answer. You know, when you think about mercy. Hallelujah. I thought about that young man that murdered my daughter. But I had a son that was staying in trial. Oh, Lord, and how many know when you want mercy, you got to extend mercy. So I had to extend mercy to that young man because I was looking for them to have mercy on my child. Have them on my Messiah. Mix emotions. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, bless if he never does anything else for me, hallelujah. I know he's done enough. Enable me to raise these kids by myself. Hey, hallelujah. Not by myself, the God was on my side. People are coming, tell you what they're going to do, and they're feeling sorry for you. We going to do this, and we going to do this. But after the dust settles, it ain't nobody but you and Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
It ain't nobody but you and Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. He was the one I had to call on. He was the one that had to comfort me. Hey, glory to God. I'm blessed in the day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Who wouldn't serve a God like this? I'm here to tell you God is a keeper. Don't let nobody tell you. I don't care what you have to go through. Go through what go through. With your mind made up. Go through with your mind staying on Jesus. Go through knowing that he'll bring you out. Go through knowing, hallelujah. Be like y'all, say, go, you slay me. The Lord didn't slay me. Sometimes bad decisions say slay us. Sometimes wrong company and wrong association, they slay us. Don't put that on God. Put it on yourself. Put it on this flesh. Hallelujah. Put it on these eyes that everything we see, we want it. Hallelujah. The lust of the flesh. The lust of the eye and the pride of life. That's what dwells in us, people. Hallelujah. But I bless the Lord today. We don't get right on into this word. Hallelujah. I don't know what line our speaker is on. Hallelujah. But the Lord knows. I bless him today. Hallelujah. God will bring you through it. Hallelujah. If he brought you through it, he'll bring you through it. Well, I bless him today. I give him glory. I give him praise. Hallelujah. Serving God of command. Oh, hallelujah. I ain't been in this thing 30 years. Hallelujah. To throw in the towel now. If there ever was a time I would have threw in the towel, it was when I was faced with that situation. When I was faced with having a bad heart and then had to go to prison and visit a son. If it ever was a time I was ready to throw in the towel, it would have been this. Ain't no sense in turning around now. Hallelujah. I got to hang on in here. I got to see what the end is going to be. Yes, glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, ain't nobody got to praise him. But I know what he's done for me. See, can't
there
nobody like you. Can't nobody tell your story like you. Because there wasn't in the fire with you. They wasn't in the fire with you. Hallelujah. They didn't cross the way and see with you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They didn't get in the line then with you. Woo! Hallelujah. I bless him today. I bless him and I give him glory. I don't have no sad story. That may seem like a sad story and it may be sad to some. Hallelujah. But that's my story. That's my testimony. And guess what? I can brag and boast that the Lord brought me out. He saw me through it. Yes.
Thank
he you, Jesus. He took me through it. Hallelujah. And I bless him for it today. Woo! Who wouldn't serve a God like this? That's my title today. That's what I'm talking about today. Serving a God that'll never forget you. Amen. But we're going to get right on into our message and let our speaker come forward. He got time. He got time. I ain't taking no time away from the speaker. We yet got time. Amen. But I want to let you all know that this young man, hallelujah, hallelujah, he's a friend of Apostle Johnson, Timothy Johnson. And let me see where Apostle Johnson is. Hallelujah. Oh, I bless your name, the dear God. Let's see where Papa Johnson is right now. Amen. And I'm going to ask him to introduce this young man. See, Lady Carol, God bless you. Lady Carol Stafford on the line. See, Sister Ruby, God bless you. Amen. But we're going to open up the lines. I'm looking for Apostle Johnson. Are you with us, man of God? Faithful?
Yes, I'm with you guys. Hi, Evangelist.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Do you have the number? Is our speaker with us, Prophet Pearson?
I am here.
Praise the Lord, man of God. Give me the last four numbers, your area code and your last four numbers.
7741.
7741. I got you. All right. Well, I don't see Apostle Johnson. He's not responding. So what I'm going to do, I got to close y'all line, and I'm just going to do a little mini interview with our speaker on today. I've heard so much about him. Amen. And I'm so excited to have him with us on today. And I'm just excited about the Lord just opening up doors for these young men and these young women to come and minister the word of God to us. And I tell you, they're doing an awesome work. And it just does my heart so much. I have so much joy in my heart. I done got lost and I got a little twisted, y'all, because I was going all the way back. But I'm asking the Lord, Lord, bring me back, bring me back, bring me back. Amen. But this young man, I've heard so much about him. Amen. From Apostle Timothy Johnson, and we just have embraced Apostle Johnson as a son of ours, and he's just so loving and so kind, and he's anointed. Amen. He has an anointing on his life. But I want to just open up the lines right now, and I have a bio on Prophet Pearson, and when I heard his name sounds so similar to Carlton Pearson. I said, what? And Apostle Johnson said, no, he's Carlos Pearson. I said, well, God bless you. Amen. So we want to just greet you in the matchless name of Jesus, and we just want to thank you, Prophet Pearson, for agreeing and consenting to come on and share the word of God with us on today. And we just want you to know a little bit about yourself.
Amen.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Well, we want you to tell us a little bit about yourself. I was reading your bio, and I was very impressed with your accomplishments and how you came to the Lord at a tender age of 11 years old. And when I saw your birthday, my mind went all the way back again because my son was born in 1977. Amen. And he will be 36 years old on August the 18th this year. And when I saw that 77, I said, my God, my God. So just to see that you are the second oldest of six siblings, sisters, and you're the only male child, and, you know, you established and a relationship with the Lord at 11 years old and begin to teach Sunday school at 13, begin to preach at age 16, and then was introduced to the prophetic ministry at 18, and then you just had a successful ministry under your leader, Pastor Brewington, and we're just impressed with what the Lord is doing with your life. So we want you to share with our listeners and our audience a little bit about your journey.
Amen. Thank God for you all joining in today. I give God praise for being here. First stated, I was born September 26, 1977. I am the oldest of three, but I have four older sisters by my father. So I'm like the second oldest to an older sister that I have. Now, I give God praise because at the early age, God began to deal with me at the early age of 11 when I gave my life to the Lord. I began to teach Sunday school at the age of 12 and 13. I remember even teaching people that was older than I was able to adjust the word and adapt to the word and teach to the adult Sunday school. They was older than I was, and I had this older deacon that's known to be with the Lord. He come and got me a few Sunday mornings, and he would allow me to come and teach the adult Sunday school class. And I'm like, you got people that's capable of teaching the class. But nevertheless, God has kept me. You know, the road has not been easy. And as we always remember, whenever we first come to Christ and we make a mistake and stuff like that, we think that we are unsaved and things of that nature. So I was one of them that had to adjust to what God was trying to do in my life. At the age of 15, some things transpired where God began to deal with me, and it ain't going easily. Been dealt with when you're trying to go to school and the Lord waking you up at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning telling you it's a must that you preach my word. I need you to preach my word. I have anointed you to preach my word. And I had went to the pastor that I had that was at the time. I was in the Freeway Baptist Conference at the time, and the Lord began to deal with me. And as the Lord began to deal with me, I went to the pastor. Well, he told me that he was going to pray for me and get back with me. He never got back with me. So my journey had to go a little on from on. So I was introduced to the apostolic anointing when I was 17 years old, and I began to learn about the apostolic. And no, I don't know everything about the apostolic, but we learn it daily as we walk. It's just like a baby being born. You don't expect the baby to come out and come walking, but they learn how to do what they need to be done to move excessively. And the Lord began to deal with me. I never forget the prophetic word. I was 18 years old. I was sitting in a school auditorium when I first started prophesying. And the Lord gave me a word for a high school choir that I was a part of, and he gave me the word of the Lord then. And then as time began to journey on, you know, I had people come and tell me, you know, you need to have somebody to come and cultivate the book to give me, you teach you what you need to know. But all the teaching that I needed to know was through the Holy Ghost. Amen. I needed to know what the Lord was doing in my life. At the time, I didn't understand it. But as time began to excel and I began to be in prayer, and as I began to be in prayer and have a relationship with the Lord, God began to deal with me about the ministry that he has for my life. And as I began to journey, I haven't been through every breath of the states of the U.S., but I have been to Texas, I have been to New York, I have been to Virginia, I have been to Maryland,
and I still reside here in the state of North Carolina, and God is still yet doing tremendous things. Over 2 years ago, the Lord allowed me to give birth to a Paul and Silas intercessory, which we have intercessory prayer on Monday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays at 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Amen. And God is still yet proving himself. And many have came to the line. God has proved himself. God has spoken. And we still see what God is saying in this hour. And I just, you know, give God praise. I, you know, learn how just to journey on and just be who God called me to be. And I don't try to be prideful, but I try to be humble where God can still use me for his glory. You know, I was one of them that was raised in a home. You know, my wife was, you know, my mother raised me, but she got married, and my stepfather and things of that nature. But, you know, I learned to look at God, because even whenever you try to have a male figure in your life, you still have to learn to look to God, even through the trials and tribulations. Everything that I've been through, God allowed me to endure. So that's just a little history about me, and I just give God praise, because if I never go through, I'm not able to preach anything to nobody or anyone. God bless you.
My. That's a powerful testimony. Now, you have an intercessory prayer line. Can you give the callers that information?
Yes, I can. The intercessory line is on Monday, Wednesdays, and Thursday night at 10 p.m. You can tune in by dialing 218-237-0330. The access code is 317-621-POUND. That's 218-237-0330. Access code 317-621-POUND. We try to start promptly at 10 p.m. Amen. Because God said it moves, and when he's moving, he moves. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, we're not going to continue to pull on. We want to get into this word. And you know God answers prayer. You know God answers prayers. I tell you, I just said if I had Lady Carol Stafford on the line, I would ask her to sing that song. And she is on the line. So after if she's able to minister in song right now, then we're going to go right ahead and bring our speaker up. And we're in the book of the Acts of the Apostles. That's our focus for this series, and we're going to get right on into that and let the man of God come forward. Let me see if Lady Carol, God bless you today.
God bless you, woman of God. I'm not at home, but I can sing without the music. Who wouldn't serve a God like this? Glory to God. I tell you, I enjoy the young man speaking just now. I tell you, God, that's what he wants us to come in our youth, where we are strong and powerful and have all of our beings about us. You know, and I just thank God for you, young man, and I'm going to hopefully catch that line sometime. But the song I'm going to sing, the Lord blessed me to write in 2012, who wouldn't serve a God like this? Amen. He healed the sick and he raised the dead. He took the fish, 5,000 souls. He said, tell me who wouldn't serve a God like this? I just got to know who wouldn't serve a God like this. Oh, I said, he healed the sick and made the lame to walk.
Come on.
He even made a donkey talk. Tell me, who wouldn't serve a God like this? I just got to know who wouldn't serve a God like this, because he's wonderful. My God is marvelous. He's righteousness. He's victorious. He's wonderful. My God is marvelous. He's righteousness. He's victorious. Tell me who wouldn't serve a God like this? I just got to know who wouldn't serve a God like this. Oh, I said, he came all the way from heaven down just to give you and me a royal crown. He's gone away to prepare a place for you and me, a place we'll be throughout eternity. Tell me who wouldn't serve a God like this? I just got to know who wouldn't serve a God like this. He's wonderful. My God is marvelous. He's righteousness. He's victorious. He's wonderful. My God is marvelous. He's righteousness. He's victorious. Tell me, who wouldn't serve a God like this? I just have to know, who wouldn't serve a God like this?
Amen and amen. Amen. Now, you know that's talent. That is a gift. She sang that song without the music. She wrote the music to it, and she wrote this song. Oh, God, I tell you. So don't tell me that God won't answer prayers. I didn't know Lady Stafford was going to be on here today. But God bless you, Lady Stafford. We appreciate that song, Who Wouldn't Serve a God Like This? So now we give you into the hands of Prophet Carlos Pearson of North Carolina. God bless you, man of God.
Amen. God bless you, people of God. We give God praise for you. Can I just... I know that she has your phones on mute, but I just want to hear y'all give God praise. It's not for me, amen, but just can I get somebody just to say hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, say something to the Lord today, amen. Come on, people of God, give him praise.
Hallelujah, thank you,
Jesus. Come on, give him praise today.
Bless your name, God.
Come on,
God.
Give him praise today.
Glory,
come on,
glory.
Give him praise
you're
today. Hallelujah.
Of praises, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Bless your
hallelujah.
Holy name. You're
hallelujah.
Righteous.
Jesus.
Your name is holy. Glory.
God is worthy to be praised.
We magnify your name,
hallelujah.
God. Glory and honor, majesty belongs to you.
And spake unto the women which resorted there, which they lived I want to deal with some things because women will come to church when men won't. Women will fill the church when women, when men won't want to move. They don't. They want to sit on their seat or do nothing. But today I want to deal with some things, and it's that after following the Holy Spirit's leading to Macedonia, this is what Paul and Silas began to do. Paul made his first evangelistic contact with a small group of women. Paul never allowed gender or cultural boundaries to keep him from preaching the gospel. He preached to these women and Lydia and an influenced merchant. Believe this opened the way for ministry in that region. God often worked in and through women in the early church. He still uses women today. Amen. It's something powerful when you have the women of God that can move and demonstrate in the orchestra of the Holy Ghost. It's something powerful when you have praying women, because when you got women that know how to dwell in the Holy Ghost, you might as well look for trouble, because when the Holy Ghost come in the house, it's going to cause a shifting to take place. And that means, let's slow down before I get ahead of myself. Good God Almighty. Well, as we begin to look at this, it says Jews often gather by Riverside on a Sabbath when their community lacked enough Jewish males to establish a synagogue. That's something when men don't want to come to church, but do not taking away from the women of God, but men, we have to learn to get in our rightful place, because when we are the head, we have to learn that when Christ was the head of the church, he was doing a generosity thing when he went to the cross and died for the remission of our sins. Oh, Lord have mercy, Jesus. We have to look at this and we have to say that when we look at this, it said enough Jewish males to establish a synagogue. Since the institution of the synagogue is usually dated with the exile. Amen. This practice may also have arisen from Ezekiel. Paul's first European convert was from the very province of Asia, where Paul had recently been forbidden to go. Good God Almighty. As we look down here and we notice that in the 14th verse, it says, and a certain woman named Lydia, a seller of purple of the city of Thyatira, which worshiped God, heard us, whose heart the Lord opened, that she attended unto the things which were spoken of Paul. It's something when you can open your spirit and receive what God is saying, regardless of the fact of who he's using. Amen. Paul went in, he knew what his task was on hand because he was in one city, but I'm quite sure it had to be a city that was connected to that one city that would cause things to happen in fruition of his ministry and cause things to happen not only in his ministry, but in his life totally. Let's talk about Thyatira, which was famous for its purple dye. Lord have mercy. And when I'm going down here too, let me just back up just a minute because I don't want to get ahead of myself. Because in inscribed on the arches outside the city of Philippi was a prohibition against bringing an unrecognized religious into the city. Therefore, this prayer meeting was held outside the city, beside the river. After following the Holy Spirit's leading into Macedonia, Paul made his first evangelist contact with a small group of women. Paul never allowed gender or cultural boundaries to keep him from preaching the gospel. He preached to these women and Lydia in an influenced merchant. Believe this opened the way for ministry in that region. God often worked and through women in the early church. Lydia was a dealer in purple cloth, so she was probably wealthy. She was probably, meaning that she was a rich woman. Purple cloth was valuable and expensive. It was often worn as a sign of nobility or royalty. Mm-hmm. The highlights, the stories of the three individuals who became believers through Paul's ministry in Philippi: Lydia, the influential businesswoman, the demon-possessed slave girl, and the jailer. The gospel was affecting all strata of society, just as it does today. We have to look at this ad just what it is. Now, if you can go into a house, let me tell y'all something. Any time that you can go into a house or you can go into a region and can go into a house and cause change to take place, somebody give their life to the Lord, or somebody get delivered, or somebody get free, you have done what God has called you to do.
All right.
See, people think that church is going into the church and we jumping and shouting. I love to jump and shout after the fact that somebody has been delivered, somebody has given their life to the Lord, or somebody has been set free. So people don't have to deal with the fact of setting somebody free. Because the word of God teaches us whom the Son sets free is truly free indeed. Let's go down here just a little bit. Let's go down here just a little bit. I'm a teacher as well as a preacher. Amen. Oh, Lord have mercy. And when she was baptized, I'm at the 15th verse, and when she was baptized in her household, she besought her, saying, if ye have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come into my house and abide there. And she constrained us. And it came to pass, as we went to prayer, a certain decimal possessed with a spirit of divination met us, which brought her mouth us much gain by soothsaying. Let's look at this. Why was Lydia's household baptized after Lydia responded in faith to the gospel? Baptism was a public sign of identification with Christ in the Christian community. Although all members of the household may not have chosen to follow, we don't know. It was now a Christian home due to the fact that they had accepted Christ and they had been baptized. Let's talk about this demon-possessed young lady. Let's go down to the 16th verse. And it came to pass, as we went to prayer, a certain decimal possessed with a spirit of divination met us, which brought her mantis much gain by soothsaying. The girl's fortune-telling ability came from evil spirits, which reminds you of psychics. Fortune telling was a common practice in Greek and Roman culture. There were many superstitious methods by which people thought they could foretell fortune events from interpreting omens and nature to communication with spirits of the dead. This young slave girl had an evil spirit. She made her master rich by interpreting signs and telling people their fortune. The master was exploiting her unfortunate condition for personal gain. I'm trying for that demon to come out. Because people would say that the prophetic and the psychic work hand in hand. Which the psychic worked for the devil, but the prophet worked for God himself.
Go ahead.
The prophets are mouthpieces of God, and they will tell you what God is saying, how God is saying it, when and where they foretell, they will be going your past, present, and your future. So let's just look at this just a little bit. I may be moving my speed, but y'all hang in there. Come on, because I'm a short-handed speaker, but I'm going to say what's saying. But then the word of the Lord says this right here. He says, the same follow Paul in us and Christ, saying, these men are servants of the Most High God, which show us the way of salvation. Well, when we look at this, and she made her masters rich by interpreting signs and telling people their fortunes. The masters was exploiting her unfortunate conditions for personal gain, which they were making money off of her. What was the slave girl said was true. What she said was true. Though the source of her knowledge as a demon. Why did a demon announce the truth about Paul, and why did this annoy Paul? If Paul accepted the demon's words, he would appear to be likening the gospel with demon-related activities. This was damaged his message about Christ. Truth and evil do not mix. Well, this is what I want to talk to you about. We have a lot of demons that operate in the church. We have what you would call are men that act like faggots. Well, I'm just one of them that shoot from the hip. You have men that act like faggots, and we call them homosexuals. Let's just say it what it is. They want to use the clean version as homosexuals, but we call them faggots. They want to think that they're doing things the right way. Well, we're going to call women gay when they call the women lesbians when they are gay, and they want to be bisexual, and they want to think that it's all right to do these things. And we still say that it's all right for them to be on the praise team. It's all right for them to play the organ. It's all right for them to lead praise and worship. It's all right for them to do this, that, and other. It's time to get delivered from that. It's time to deliver the demon and love the person. We got the time to talk about this, and we try to override that. Right is right, wrong is wrong. Holiness is still right. Lord, have mercy, Jesus. When holiness is still right, right is right, wrong is wrong. In a time that, and I just believe this, that we're living in a time now, people of God, that people are turning things into a reprobate mind because they allow any and everything to come into the house of the Lord. And we say that this is God, and God is not pleased with what's going on today. And then we often say, well, we'll just come together and pray, and we'll pray out. Well, I got news for you. If you don't learn to be equipped and go and deal with the demon, the demon's not only going to stay, but it's going to have on you too. Oh, Lord, have mercy, Jesus. And we wonder why we got these spirits that's coming into the church, and we wonder why people are acting, because you allow somebody to get in your microphone and allow these spirits to occupy throughout the building. And when it occupies throughout the building, it got a hold of your people. Lord have mercy. Well, we as people of God must realize that whenever we do a task for God, we must do a task, and we do this task for God, we must be sold out, consecrating ourselves, land before the Lord, not only land before the Lord. We must be as like children, having an ear to hear what the Spirit has to say unto the church. A lot of times we say that we are listening to God when we're actually listening to the flesh. God, Lord have mercy. And so at this time, as we see in this story, this woman was going around telling these people that she was trying to act like that she was a part of them when she was demon possessed. Saying that these are men of the Most High God. If they were men of the Most High God, I'm glad that Paul was able to turn and tell that spirit to come out of her in the same hour, and it came out. Well, we shouldn't have 5 and 6 and 12 people to cast one demon out. Jesus, when Jesus spoke to the demon, he spoke with his authority. And when he spoke with his authority, he was able to command the spirit to come out of him. And when he came out, it came out the same hour. It didn't take Jesus and his disciples to cast one spirit out. Because one thing that I just believe in the body of Christ, if you are one of those people that's trying to cast a demon out, and you are not spiritually fit to cast that demon out, because one thing that you must know, that a demon will tell you about yourself, if you're not physically and spiritually fit. Well, people of God, we must realize that when God calls us to take on a task, he calls us and he equips us first to take on the task. Before you can take on a task, you must learn how to be endowed with power, and endowed with power from on high. Lord, have mercy, Jesus. So we look at this text today, and it tells the people, and it says, and when she was baptized in her household, she was sought, saying, if ye have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come into my house and abide there, and constrained us. And it came to pass, as we went to pray, a set decimal possessed with the spirit of divination. Lord, have mercy. You must learn how to deal with whatever God is telling you to deal with. One thing that I'm so certain of through prayer and supplication before the Lord, you will see the things that you need to see, and you will see the things that you don't want to see. Lord, have mercy, Jesus. And as we begin to teach on this particular scripture, Lord, have mercy, Jesus. And this one possessed with the spirit of divination, manners which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying. Divination was a demon. And Lord, have mercy, what the slave girl said was true, although the source of her knowledge was a demon. Why did the demon announce the truth about Paul? It's because of the fact that it did not annoy Paul. But Paul began to accept the demon's words. He would appear learned to be like me. The gospel with demon-related activities and the demon-related activities, Lord have mercy, are trying to be accustomed to things that you're not accustomed of. A demon and a devil can come and sit on your front row of your church and can act just as dignified as you can act. A demon and devil can come into your church and they can come in and sing on the choir. A demon and devil can come into your church and they can play the organs and play the drums, can play the keyboard, and can do all these things. And we say, well, they are anointed, but you need to see the demon. Oh, Jesus, Lord have mercy. But we need to learn that sometime or another, I understand that the word of God tells us that things will happen in time and season. You will see things. See, many people are seeing, but they are not identified with the spiritual. They are seeing these things. And they say, Lord, I know if I see it, the leader is seeing it. That's why in the church of today, you may have the pastor. The pastor can't get it all done. You may have the leader of the church, but that's why he being minister, tells us, the evangelist, and deacon, that will help with the ministry. Lord, have mercy. When we learn to cast the demon out and love the person, then we will see the manifestation of the Holy Ghost abiding in the house of the Lord. When we see that the Holy Ghost has come into the house and cleaned up the house, then the Lord will add to the church as need be. People of God, take this word and realize when we love people and hate the demon, we will see God manifest itself through signs, miracles, and wonders, and the things that you've been praying for 30-plus years will begin to manifest themselves right before your eyes. We are the people of God. Let's see the demon for what it is.
Yeah.
Makes no difference what position you hold in the church. You can be the pastor and have a demon.
Come
you can be the first lady and can possess a demon. You can be a deacon and can possess a demon. You can be the mother of the church and still possess a demon. We must acknowledge, if we are calling people leaders in the church, if we are calling people leaders of our church, and we don't learn to deal with these demons first, those same spirits that own the leaders will fall on the people, and your church will be out of whack, and it will be out of order. So the thing we have to learn to do is identify the demon, cast the demon out, love the person for who they are. God bless you. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Woo, Lord, what can you do with a message like that? Cast the demon, but love the person. Cast the demon, but love your pastor. Cast the demon. Oh, Jesus, Jesus. I never even looked at the... Lord, what can you do with a message like that? Ah, hallelujah. You know, my cousin, she's a pastor, and she always say, you know, God, God assigned angels to me. And she once was talking about demons. And she said, you know, the pastors can be demon possessed too. You know, they have their own demons to deal with. And I said, why God? How's the man of God going to be got demons in him? And then, you know, laying on hands and praying for the flock. He said, okay, you watch that thing. So the Bible says, to whom you yield your members to. So if you yield your members to that seducing spirit, yes, it's going to attack yourself to you. So that makes sense, prophet. Lord, have mercy, Jesus. That's something for y'all to think about today. Hallelujah. You better try to, I can't deal. Take the and love the person. And you know, sometimes, oftentimes, I'm getting that oftentimes like y'all were going to say, oftentimes, it'll stare us right in the face. And because we know them, we know the person whom they are, but we turn a blinded eye when we see the enemy and we see the demon begin to talk. You know, like I had an incident a couple of weeks ago with my grandson, and he just began, and I stopped talking to him, but I start talking to that demon. I start talking to that demon, and do you know that demon tried to talk back? And I said, I have the full authority. And when I took authority, that demon shut up. It was the demon. It was the demon speaking. That wasn't my grandson, because he don't talk crazy to me. And I knew that was that demon. When I recognized it, I said, demon, you come out of him. You stop right now. And I just took authority. So we gotta recognize. And we gotta realize, as the man of God just said today, they'll come sitting right on your feet, just as dignified with their bling bling hats on and their finest clothes on, and demon possessed. Ah, hallelujah! That is still your anointing. Ah, that is to serve you, to frustrate you. Ooh, Lord, you can preach this word today. Now, if y'all ain't heard careful. If I didn't get to anything else, I got that hate the demon and love the person. Man, amen. God, have mercy. This a young man, Lord. I thank you for the young man. I thank you for the young men. I thank you for these young men. I am just so happy. Hallelujah. Hate the demon and love the person. Amen. All right, so y'all know y'all can't. You can't hate your brother and sister, but if you recognize they have a demon, then you need to deal with that demon, okay? Amen, amen. I'm going to elevate. Hallelujah. And I'm going to open up the lines. We still have about 13 callers on the line. You have dropped off, so God bless you. And the switchboard is just taking its precious time, so get opened up. We'll let Elder Gates come right on and give a final remark. Hanson on the line also. I got to wait until this, you know, anything is man-made, you can expect some complications and you can expect some technical difficulties. Amen. So we're going to, as the lines open up, we're going to go down the switchboard. God bless you, Prophet Kiss. There it is. There, Ella Gates. God bless you, Ella Gates.
God bless you, Evangelist, and to you, Prophet. God, we give God praise for the word on today. And we just, you know, there's so much that can be said about how we need to be careful about who we are, who we expose ourselves to. And how we need to be watchful at all times, because the enemy is so subtle, but he is equally dangerous when we're not watching what he's doing. And for the Apostle Paul and the rest of those that were with him to be in a place where it seemed that the power of God, and it didn't just seem so, but the power of God was being manifested. But just as soon as the power of God was being manifested, so does the enemy show up. And just to know that we need to be ever watchful and ever prayerful about who we're around and what is going on around us, because some things that can seem right can actually be the spirit of error and the spirit of divination and those sorts of things. And so thank God for the word on today, and thank God that, you know, we can learn that what we need to learn to do is to be so watchful, because one thing that I really appreciated about what Lydia told the Apostle Paul, she told him, judge my spirit first. Judge me and then come to my house. Don't just come to my house just because I invited you, but judge me first. And I think we need to learn a valuable lesson from that, because, you know, as we love everybody and as we love one another, we need to also be careful, because we don't want to entertain, you know, we can entertain angels unaware, but we can also entertain demons if we're not aware also. So let's, saints of God, let's be careful about who we are around, and thank God that the Apostle Paul had the power and the ability by the Holy Ghost to cast the demon out, because I've seen it too often where I've been in services, or I've been in places where people should be delivered, but they were not, because the power of God was not there. And it wasn't that the power of God had lost its power. It's just that the people did not know how to activate that power. So, amen. And so God bless you, and back to you, Evangelist.
Amen, amen. I tell you, he said some things that will make you think. We're going to a few callers that I don't recognize your number and wasn't able to get to you all to know your personhood. But we're going to, I think this is a Skype caller. All I can see is 1111. Usually that's a Skype caller. So can you identify yourself, caller? Amen. Well, we're going to Apostle Johnson, and then we're going to go on up to the switchboard to Sister Barbara Williams, and then, to Lady Carol Stafford. And then we're going to Sister Barbara Williams, then Sister Ruby, and I see a 916 number that I'm not familiar with, too. Apostle Johnson, God bless you.
Amen, amen. Grace and peace to all. Certainly, as Elder Gates was saying, Apostle Gates was saying, there is such a awesome word that you can get out of this, so much you can get out of what the prophet said. I knew coming with a prophetic word that it would be different and it would be unusual. But God is trying to say something to the people of God in this hour, that everything that is dressed up is not of God. Everything that's called holy, holy is not of God. It didn't change then, and it's not going to change now. We're in a time to where we've got to be careful and mindful of who we allow in our circle, because there's people inside of our circle that really don't want to see us succeed. There's people that ride on your success in the moment that you triumph, the moment that they begin to call you a demon, or call you that you don't have what God has entitled you to have because of a jealous spirit that is set in. They begin to find a group of people that can conjure and talk about you and everything else to bring forth witchcraft and all these things that we don't even acknowledge as Christians and understand. We're talking about one another that we're doing what the Bible teaches us not to do. And, you know, as the man of God was just going on and on today about so many things, we've got to still have that love. You know, I was just telling somebody today, whether it's your mama, whether it's your dog, your cat, your sister, your brother, you still have to show forth that love, because that agape love and that godly love that he's placed down on the inside of us, we still got to keep it. Again, as the prophet said tonight, we got to love the person and hate the demon. Because it's not just, sometimes people don't even recognize that they done picked up a spirit. They don't recognize, they don't want to understand, Apostle Gates, how things are working in this day in society, how we get in the midst of people and understand that we pick up their personality and their spirit. That's why the Bible tells us to keep our loins girded up. With the arm of truth, and that we've got to pray and seek the face of God, because without that, we find ourselves acting and responding like other people. I preached a message one time entitled "Acting Like God, But Never Seen Him Before." Never possessed him before. You've never been like him. You don't know the likeness of Christ. And I thank God for prophet for bringing a right now word, because there's some people that are on this line that are listening that need to understand that enough is enough of this junk. We get right off the line and talk about the leaders that we know on this line. We get right off this line and talk about people instead of saying we had an awesome time in the Lord, because every time we come together, Satan has to be somewhere. That's why we have callers and listeners that sometimes don't want to say nothing. They can't say nothing because the Holy Spirit of God has them convicted because they came for the wrong reason, had the wrong hidden agenda. But yet there's God. If you can't say a word, you at least can say amen and thank you, Jesus, for the word today and who you are and why you join. Well, I'm excited today. I thank God for this great prophet of God. I've known him for about 17 years. And anybody that'll tell you about this prophet, they'll tell you he's the most craziest person that you can find. He's crazy in the spirit. He'll dance and like David danced and do his clothes fall out or he fall out. He's a praiser. He is a praiser. And he declares the word of God. And he's not afraid to stand flat-footed and call the devil what he is.
All right. I like that. I know he's not afraid because he preached that word today. Amen. Well, thank you, Apostle Johnson. We're just so glad that we're happy about what God is doing. We're happy about the divine connections that God is giving us in this season. And it's not for our glory. It's not for no self-edification. It's for the glory of God. But Jesus is coming, people of God, so we need to know that. And we need to be ready. We need to be ready, not getting ready. Be ready. God bless you, Lady Sapper.
Praise the Lord. I'm about to jump out this car over here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I tell you, it sounds good to hear the young men. Prophet, I enjoyed you tremendously. And I want you to know that God, I'm 61 years old, and God brought me out of witchcraft. Hallelujah. When the witches and demons are, such is a time as this. New Christ all of my life, apostolic background, church of God in Christ. I said, hey, all I am is Jesus. Glory to God. And I just thank God because you told the whole truth and nothing but the truth. Because we're living everything in the churches. Like you said, sissy, faggot, freak. Hello, you got to love the person, but hate that spirit. Glory to God. And denounce that spirit out of their life. Glory to God. And I just thank God for it because we need the young men because they're strong. The old men is dreaming dreams. And but God tell you that we need you young men to get in here and denounce the devil. And no matter how some of them be dressed up, you got some old faggots sitting up there looking at you. It's all cross-sided and cock-eyed and lesbians too. Glory to God. And I say, and I see them demons and they see me and they be looking like, open your mouth. I'm going to cut you down like Goliath. And David, you unfilthy, circumcised demon. Glory to God. I tell you, I just thank God because God freed me not too long ago. Hallelujah. My spirit was so vexed. I felt so vexed and pitiful. I start praying on the devil. And trying to and that demon had to get up out of here. I refused to be found. Glory to God. I didn't care what it was coming from. It was getting up out of here. And off of me. Glory to God. And I thank God for you, young man. And yeah, just keep on keeping on. And I hope one day that I get to see you, Evangelist Bernard. Keep on. I'll lift your ministry up before the Lord, because the truth's got to be coming out. And stop letting all these priests in the church up in the music from that way. They highly anointed. No, that's a demon. And just now in the power of God and making and the saints dancing off of a demon. I can't figure it out. Glory to God. I'd rather have no music and put something going back to the old time than to have some freak up over me talking about he's saving, jumping higher than a woman in high heels. I don't think so. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. I tell you, as he was talking, and I know it's God speaking, and I went into the book yesterday, a day before yesterday, and the Lord had given me something some months ago, and he said, I had an incident in my car, and I was just praying. And the Lord began to just put that word fog in my spirit, and I said, well, what are you trying to say, Lord? And when I broke it down as acronyms, and then I went over to 2 Timothy chapter 3, and I read that, whereas
they're having a form of godliness. And that's what the Lord gave with that form. He said, F-O-G, form of godliness. Form of godliness, but they're in a fog. They can't even see. Ah, hallelujah, I blinded their eyes. And they will not be able to see until they acknowledge me. Oh, until they turn from their wicked ways. They will not see. They'll be in a state of fogginess for the rest of their life. A form of godliness. And that's what we do. We dress up this outer man and all these fine apparel. But inwardly, we're contaminated. We have all kind of diseases ravaging through our body. Hallelujah. Why? Because the Bible says in Romans 1:12, because when they knew God, glory to God. When they knew God, they didn't glorify him as God. And guess what? God got sick of him. He got tired of him. And he said, then I gave him over to a right. Now they call him good, evil, good. Hey, God, he done lost all consciousness. Oh, hallelujah. Oh. No longer saved. So let me tell you, this was a message for us to think. This was a message for us to take some action on. Hallelujah. Come against those demons. Come against those spirits that's in your house when you see it rising up in your church. These spirits rise up early. Hallelujah. Yeah. In the room, that spirit is trying to rise up. Ooh, and when it's not alive, you got to know that you better deal with it. Because if you don't, it will pollute and contaminate your whole household. Hallelujah. You have girls walking around want to be men, and you have men walking around want to be women. Hallelujah. Yeah. Lusting after one another. That's what they did in the Bible days.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Didn't they do it with Lot? Hey, how y'all know the most Hallelujah. Didn't they want to come in and be with the men that God has sent into the city and Sodom and Gomorrah? That's why the Lord said, the stink has come up in my nostrils. He said, I don't care how many you intercede for Abraham. I'm going to kill these folks. I'm going to destroy Hallelujah. So he said, I'm giving you an opportunity. I'm sparing. Hallelujah. I'm going to spare your nephew, and I'm going to spare his family. But what happened to Lot's wife? She looked back. You know why? Because she was indulging in some of the mess. Hallelujah. Oh. So when this stuff get in your heart, hallelujah, Lord, baby, you need some deliverance. You need to be delivered when these demons get inside of you. Ain't no, I'm going to just pray for you, baby. You better go in serious warfare. You better have a serious deliverance service, because that's the only way them demons going to come out. Hallelujah. The Bible says it is time. Come out by what?
Glory. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We better recognize and we better know who's in our house. Hallelujah. You know, and sometimes, oftentimes, hallelujah, it's right in our families, right in our homes, when our uncles are sort of tampering with our young ladies. And the little girls are afraid to tell their parents, and when they go and tell them about it, they don't believe. Right in our own family. Come on, let's quit playing with the devil. Come on, recognize these spirits and cast them out of your house. Cast them out of your household. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, Lady Carol. You say it's time to stop playing with these demons. Hey, because they're not playing with us. They're out to destroy us. Hey, amen. I'm going to Sister Barbara. Did I see Sister Barbara fall off? I'm going to go to our Sister Ruby. And then we have area code 901 and the last four of your numbers, 8567. I missed your name from the last time. So come on, Sister Ruby, and then our next call. Glory!
Oh,
that was the word today.
Oh.
Sister Ruby.
Yeah. Oh, praise the Lord, everybody. It was just a blessing coming from the pastor. What's his last name, Evangelist Bernard?
Pearson.
Oh, Pearson. Yes, I called him Pearson. It's sort of like that. It's truly a blessing that the word of the Lord gave you that is a right now word for me. And when you were going through the scriptures and anointing fell on you and you were bringing it forth, you know what it done for my heart is to say, the Bible say the wheat and tares grow together in the church, but Jesus Christ will do the separating. But when you were going on and Paul, you know, called out that spirit, I asked the Lord to give me more spiritual discernment to know when the spirits or whatever come forth in the church or wherever I go, that I pray that it stay there so I can recognize it, you know. So I just thank the Lord for the word because it was important. It was a right now word, a spiritual word, and it impacted my heart and mind, and I'm praying more for discernment, spiritual discernment, to see the enemy and get my own life in order with Jesus and repent. So pray my strength in the Lord, everybody.
Amen, amen. I think spiritual discernment, that's a beautiful request, Sister Ruby. I think this is Sister Pam. God bless you, Sister Pam.
God bless you. I thank God for this word. Amen. It is an on-time word. Hallelujah. And it's high time for us to be praying for our leaders. Amen.
Yes.
So many of our leaders are, you know, falling off. But we need to pray and keep them uplifted in prayer. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just thank God for that word. God bless you all.
Amen, amen, amen. I tell you, a rhema word. You know, sometimes we're looking for somebody to come in and just, woo, do something real deep. Hallelujah. The mysteries of God is deep. But we ain't that deep, okay? Just preach the word. That's all you got to do. That's all we need, really, is the word to be preached. We're going to Faithful. God bless you, Faithful.
Bless everyone. Excuse me. I'm under the weather. Amen, amen. What a word, what a word, what a word. It's a beautiful, beautiful word that we need to take heed to. I thank God for all you evangelists and prophets and teachers on here sacrificing and humbling yourself before God to do the work. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you for the word.
Amen. And we're going to pray for you before we get off this line. We need to pray for you because that's just an attack, but you got too much work to do for the enemy to slow you down. Hallelujah, for him to do anything with your body. You a child of God, so just hang on in there. We're coming right back. Let me get to these last callers. God bless you. Sister Mims, God bless you. Is that Sister Mims? Okay, area code 919, the last four of your numbers.
Praise the Lord.
God bless you.
God bless you. I want to give honor to God and give honor to Evangelist Bernard and to the prophet and everyone in their rightful places. I just give honor to God for that word because nowadays you don't find too many people that are preaching the unadulterated word of God and are, you know, teaching the way that it's supposed to be taught and the way that the Bible says that it's supposed to be. So I thank God for that word, and I ask you to just continue to, you know, stand for God and continue to preach his word as he gives it unto you, uncut. You know, don't water it down, don't take away, don't add anything to it in Jesus' name.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Minister Man. God bless you. Thank you. We appreciate it. Amen.
God bless you.
Another caller, I can't see your numbers. I don't know if you call in Skype or what have you. Can you greet us? Your line is open. Amen. Well, we're going to go to Sister Barbara. God bless you, Sister Barbara.
Yes, praise the Lord, everyone. First, I give honor to God and to the pastor. Evangelist Bernard, and to the speakers and all the saints, I just thank the Lord for the word today and pray my strength in the Lord.
Amen. Now, is there anything else you'd like to say? You know, this is your time. If there's anything else you'd like to say, I know sometimes you don't, you have so many things going on, so, you know, express yourself. We not there to pull on you.
Oh, no, that's it.
That's it.
That's it.
All right, calling from Sun City, California. God bless you, Sister Barbara. We appreciate you. Again, I'm trying to get to our callers. Your line is open. If you'd like to greet us today, your line is open. If not, we're going back to, let me see, my sister Dawn is on the line. God bless you all. Thank you for praying for her friend Wanda. She's out of the hospital and she's doing much better. I talked with her on yesterday, so we thank God for the effectual, fervent prayers of her righteous. God bless you, Dawn. Dawn. Okay, let's move on. We're going back to our prophet, our speaker for today. I tell you, this young man has blessed me. And, God, I tell you, I'm going to go back and listen to this one again. Those that really serve me, I'll go back and listen again. But I'm going to ask Prophet Johnson, and if anybody else on the line needs prayer, you can make it known right now. But I'm going to go to Prophet Johnson, and I'm going to ask him to pray for Faithful. You know, Faithful has been diligently working and helping the ministries to put a new facelift on our ministries and getting our Facebook pages and websites together. And she's just been working round the clock so diligently, and we thank God for her. Amen. So I'm going to ask Prophet Pearson to pray for Faithful right now in the name of Jesus. And if there's anybody else, I'm opening up your line. If you have a lot of noise in the background, please mute your phones, but I'm going to open up your line. And if you need the prophet to pray for you in any situation, in anything that you're going through in your life, we have time today, and we're going to allow him to do just that. So God bless you. Back into your hands, Prophet Pearson.
Amen. Can y'all hear me clearly?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Amen. To God be glory. Amen. We just thank God for what God has done. Amen. For this day and everything that God is doing. I'm sensing. If I may, Evangelist,
yes.
Are you still there?
Go ahead. Yes,
if I may, I'm sensing. Hallelujah. Go by the shot. Evangelist, do you mind if I minister to you for a second?
No, go right ahead.
Let me just go and put this devil to flight right now. They call you an evangelist when you operate as an apostle.
Okay.
And the thing is I understand. Now, we understand that a lot of times we have to wait for elevation and we have to wait for God, and people say, well, I have to wait on God because the Lord ain't told me that, and the Lord ain't told me this, that, and another. But I decree and declare by the power of the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name that God will begin to deal with you because of the ministry that God has for your life.
Mm.
And I decree and declare that you won't sit still wherever state you're in, California, New York, Texas, wherever, that God will begin to open doors just for you. Because you have the mantle of a mother that will teach people how to walk upright and to do it the Bible's way. You have been in ministries where they have literally made you sick, and you said, God, this is not of you. Lord, help me, Holy Ghost. You have said, God, this is not of you, and I'm not pleased with this. And if, Lord, and the only thing you can do is just pray. That's the only thing you can do. The only thing you can do is just pray. How y'all? Most shots out by the little sheep. God, I even sense what God has even gave you some pastors you really wanted to talk to, but they didn't have an ear to really hear. Because the Bible says, those that have an ear, let them hear what the Spirit said unto the church. And let me tell you something, woman of God. This is not, how about shy? Y'all are a little shy. I decree and I declare by the power of the Holy Ghost that God will add years to your life in the name of Jesus.
Mm.
I declare, you can't die. I put the word on it. You shall live and not die, but declare the word of the Lord. You shall live because God has called him for such a time as this. Oh, Jesus. I even see where the Lord himself, I know I ought to be in prayer. I even see where the Lord, you have literally came up with the Holy Ghost, have allowed you, amen, to write some things in a tablet where you want to put some conferences together. Amen. And you ask God when the time and when the season for these. Lord have mercy.
Oh, man.
Lord. I even see what the Lord is going to deal with you about the timing and the season of the conferences and things of this nature.
Yes.
I even hear the Lord say, be swift in this time and this season, because he's going to tell you who to get and where to get them from. Because you shall not deal with the normal. You shall not deal with the normal. And let me tell you something. These conferences that you're going to have, it won't be church as usual. But the manifestation shall show up and begin to show out. And God shall prove himself. The Lord shall prove himself. And when God show himself, it's going to be, you're going to know this was the hand of God. You're going to know that this was the hand of God. I'm going to be shy. You're going to know that this was the hand of the God. This was the hand of God. Because God has instructed you about doing some things. No more will you be held back. No more will you be stagnated. This day, I denounce stagnation off your ministry, off your life. In the name of Jesus, and anything that stagnated around you, on you, through you, I come against it now, and I denounce it now. In the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you. And I give you praise today, Father. I thank you, Lord, that you are the only God. I give you praise, Father, right now. That, Lord, in the midst of everything that this woman of God has gone through, Father, I pray, God, that you replenish the time, replenish the season, and replenish the money that she needs to get things done. In the name of Jesus, oh, come on, Shia. Come on, Andrea. Father, I call forth radio stations. I call forth TV stations to come before her in the name of Jesus. And God, when they come forth, God, you will have a word that will cause transition. And God, I give you praise. I give you glory. In the name of Jesus. And it is so. In Jesus' name. And it is so. It is so. Amen. The woman of God that couldn't hardly talk, you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
I decree and I declare by the power of the Holy Ghost. I activate Isaiah 53:5. When the word of the Lord teaches us, he was wounded for our transgression. The chastisement of our peace was upon thee, and with our stripes we are healed. So the stripes that Jesus took on the cross, I right now command your voice to come at home. I command your body to line up with the word of God, and I command your body to be thou healed and made whole now in the name of Jesus. By the power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Become on road shy. You tell Toko Basha. You know, shut up. In the name of Jesus. And it is so. And it is so. You're going to be better before the week is out. In the name of Jesus. You're going to be better before the week is out. Yes.
Hallelujah.
I think an assignment that's upon your life. You preaching the word?
My mom's a pastor. Uh-huh. My dad's a pastor. I grew up in the ministry.
But guess what? You know your parents have the church, right?
He did. He passed, but my mom still's an evangelist and a minister. She has a ministry that she's been having still going strong since he passed in 2004. He had a worldwide international ministry.
Okay. He passed it on, right? He passed it on to somebody else that was in the ministry, not one of the family members.
My mother still has the ministry going forth, but it's not actual physical church. She's just going forth teaching prayer, traveling here and there and things like that. Missionary work, yes.
But watch what God is going to do with you, because what's on your mama says begins to trample down to you, but you're going to be able to establish. You're
going to
be able to establish what God is going to do, because God is even dealing with you about the vision.
Yes, yes, yes.
That's what's going on. put the pieces together. God is dealing with you about the vision. He's dealing with
you
not only with the church. He's dealing with you about a family life center. He's not only dealing with you with a family life center, but he's dealing with you with a school of theology. God about it. God ready to move for you. And I decree and declare by the power of the Holy Ghost that God will position you. Position you. To put you in place to be the woman of God that he called you to be. I'm calling you as God's mouthpiece. God's going to deal with you before this year is out. He's going to deal with you, and favor shall begin to rest. God's going to give you favor. Favor is going to rest upon your life. Oh, God's going to, oh, Lord, have mercy. I even see books that's in your bosom you've been trying to write. You're like, Lord, if I put these books together, who's going to publish them? God is going to allow you to walk into a publisher. Walk right into a publisher. They shall publish your book. Don't worry. It shall be everywhere. Internationally, it shall be in the Walmart, Amazon, the Barnes & Noble. The book shall sell. And it shall be mind-blowing. It shall be life transformation shall take place. Lives shall be changed. Amen. People shall know that God has anointed you to do this.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Are there any pastors that may be on the line? Please speak up.
Elder Gates is still on the line.
How you doing, Elder? Father, I thank you for the elder now. I give you praise for him now.
Thank you, Lord.
You have your own ministry, Elder?
Elder Gates?
Hello? Do you have your own ministry?
Sorry, I had to take my phone off of you. No, I don't have my own ministry yet.
Let me tell you something. God gave you a vision over 10 years ago. And you're saying, God, I need to know the timing, and I need to know the season. Timing and season is very important. But God is going to deal with you between the summer and the fall of this year about some things that he wants you to do. Don't be naive to what God is saying. I'm telling you, please don't be naive to what the Lord is saying, because what God shall do, even in the midst of your family, you're causing some things that's going to transpire. You're the one that's going to break the generational curse in your family. I'm telling you, as God's mouthpiece, you're going to be the one. Because your family deals with heart problems, they deal with high blood pressure, and things of this nature. But God is going to use you to break the generational curse. Some things shall transpire. Healing shall take place in the name of Yahshua. And God is going to get the glory. God is going to get the glory. Not man, but God is going to get the glory. You understand what I'm telling you, man of God?
I hear you.
Take your position. Be who God calls you to be. Be the man of God. Go in prayer. Go in supplication before the Lord. God wants to talk to you. He wants to talk to you. I know that he's going to talk to you during the service, but God wants to deal with you one-on-one. He wants to deal with you. There's some instructions that the Lord himself wants to give you. And when he gives you these instructions, take heed to the instructions. Do exactly what the Lord tells you to do. And if you do what the Lord tells you to do, I guarantee you, you and your life will have a tremendous turnaround. God shall do great and marvelous things. I'm telling you, God is going to do great and he's going to do marvelous things in your life. Do your back ache you sometimes, man of God?
Say again.
Do your back ache you sometimes?
Not abnormally, no.
But every now and then it bothers you.
Yeah.
I know it. See, the enemy, that's where the enemy wants to cause friction at. I know what I saw. I know what I said. See, the enemy wants to set you up and try to say this and that going on, but I curse at the root. Anything that will cause you not to do what God calls you to do, I curse it at the root. Yes, I do. I curse it at the root. It's not God. It's not God. It's not God. I'm telling you, it's not God.
Thank you.
But watch what God is doing. He's going to manifest himself. God's glory is going to show us and show out. Healing shall be your portion this night. In the name of Jesus, I activate Isaiah 53:5 once again on your behalf in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you for the elder tonight. I give you praise tonight. Father, I thank you that he's a seasoned elder. I give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. 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 Are there any prophets on the line tonight? Any prophets?
We have Apostle Johnson is on the line.
I know.
And that's it. Apostle and an apostle.
Johnson?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Be swift in this season. The Lord is going to take you on a journey.
Ooh.
He's going to take you on a journey. And this journey that the Lord wants to take you on is to establish ministry. He's going to allow you to establish ministry. He's going to allow you to establish ministry. So there's a need to get some things together and get some things in order for concerning the schools because of the fact of where the Lord is going to take you.
I'm out of here.
I even said for the Lord is going to allow you to go to Texas to do some things out that way. There's a divine connection in the state of Texas. Even the Lord says that he's going to take you to Louisiana. Something's going to take place in Louisiana, Alabama. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Even in the state of California, I see where God is going to cause some things to happen.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Thank you.
And whether people have tolerated you, God is going to surround you with people that shall celebrate you.
Yeah.
Your time of celebration is here.
Yes.
The Lord says, I've heard your cry, and I've seen your tears. But the Lord says, now is the time of reaping for you. I see, good God.
Yes.
I see a franchise business in the area of restaurants. I see a franchise business that's going to get some bloom.
Yes.
So you're trying to run from it, but God is bringing you back to it. I see a franchise business that shall begin to blossom. The Lord said, you can't do what you did before, but the Lord said, I'm giving you new ground. I'm giving you new territory.
Yes.
He said, be aware. He said, be aware of the Jezebel spirit. He said, be aware. He said, be aware of the Jezebel spirit because they're coming to sweep you as wheat. But the Lord said, what I'm doing, he said, I'm allowing you to set these restaurants up. He said, but you must qualify people that won't steal, cheat, or tell lies. He said, I'm telling you, just like God's telling me. He said, but at this time when he put these businesses and give you the ideas, you must move consistently because where you have ministry at, you should have restaurants there too.
Thank you, Jesus.
And it's like soul food.
Yeah.
You will do sandwiches, but you're going to do soul food. And God is going to bless you. Amen. I even see what God is going to allow you to connect with a distributor that won't mind. Wherever you got to set up shop at, that's where God is going to allow things to harvest. I'm telling you. Lord have mercy, Jesus. Hey,
thank you.
I see some money that's going to come to you, Johnson. There is some serious money. Lord have mercy. I'm seeing a check right now between $50,000 to $75,000. But then I'm looking at a stretch between $75,000 to $250,000. Woo, Lord have mercy. Jesus.
Yes.
I see some things I see some things that's going to take place in that area. Amen.
Yeah.
God is going to bless you. God is going to bless you and bless you indeed. And the Lord says, go get the land. He said, because I shall cause you to build a school from the ground up. But he says, also get the land, because the house that you're supposed to have, God is going to allow you to have that. Amen.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Anybody else that may be on the line? Amen. While the anointing is flowing, is anybody else on the line tonight? Amen.
Yes, I have Sister Ruby Larry still on the line. And I have,
how you doing, sister? Amen. How you doing, Sister Ruby?
Doing well, blessed of the Lord.
I'm going to call you healed. I'm going to call you delivered. And I'm going to call you set free. Don't allow people to abuse you, use you, or mistakenly think that they can just get away by handling you any kind of way. Do you hear what I'm telling you?
Amen.
God, I decree and declare that every dime, God, that she has lost, I decree and declare, God, that you would give it back to her triple time in the name of Yahshua.
Oh, glory to God.
I don't know where you settled at, and I don't know what's going on. But let me tell you something. God wants you to live better. God wants you to live better, because he wants to cause some things to happen in your life. God wants to cause some things to happen in your life. You're a blessed woman of God. I decree and declare. I decree and declare by the power of the Holy Ghost. I decree and declare that God will add years to your life. It's just like in the Bible. Amen. When a young man turned to the wall, and God added 15 more years to his life. And I'm telling you, as God's mouthpiece and as God, not now word will fall to the ground. But I decree and declare that God will add years to your life. And let me tell you something else. Amen. Somebody's praying that you leave here, but I decree and declare, and I denounce that prayer in the name of Jesus. I denounce it in the name of Jesus. I denounce in the name of Jesus. You shall live. You shall live and not die, but you shall live and declare the word of the Lord.
Yes.
God has great and awesome things in store for you. Watch what the hand of God do for you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Watch what God is going to do for you. Watch what the hand of God
Hallelujah.
Is going to do for you.
Oh,
watch what the hand of God is going to do for you.
Thank
mm-hmm.
you.
Jesus. I got more time. God's going to do it.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
God is going to do it.
Thank you, Jesus.
God is going to do it.
Yes,
watch
Lord.
What the hand of God is going to do. I'm telling you.
Hello.
Watch what the hand of God. Watch what the hand of God is going to do just for you. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
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 Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
We have Minister Pam and Minister Lim is the last on the line.
Okay. How you doing, Sister Pam?
I'm great. How are you?
I see about three people you need to cut off because they're full of witchcraft. About three people that you need to cut off. Let me tell you something. You can't eat everywhere. You can't eat everywhere. You understand what I'm telling you? You can't eat everywhere. You ain't supposed to eat everywhere, and don't you begin to eat everywhere. And I decree and declare that what you have lost, I see you losing weight. I see you losing hair. I decree and declare by the power of ooh, Jesus, good God. Ooh, God. Lord have mercy, help me, God. I decree and declare that your hair begin to come back and that you will be healthy in Jesus' name, because the witch is out to kill you. They're out to kill you. Sometimes you're up, sometimes you're down. Sometimes you don't know if you're going to make it. Sometimes you feel like you're going to fall out. Am I talking right, woman of God? But this night, in Jesus' name, I decree and declare by the power of the Holy Ghost that the wicked witch is dead in the name of Jesus. And I cut that spirit at the root in the name of Jesus. You understand what I'm telling you, woman of God?
Yes.
Man, you're going to be blessed. Father, I thank you, God, for her healing. I thank you for restoration in her life.
in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And the minister that's on the line, how you doing?
I'm wonderful, thank you.
Uh-huh. I know you're wonderful. You know what? You're ready to make the devil out of a lie. Don't allow people to put you in a box because God's anointing is not in a box. You understand me? What I'm saying to you, woman of God?
Yeah.
You are a evangelist. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
I decree and declare that doors will swing open like crazy just for you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God.
Thank you. I speak to the spirit of stagnation and I command it to be removed now in the name of Yahshua. And Father, I thank you, God, that even now she is a seasoned saint, a seasoned evangelist in the name of Jesus. And I prophetically move you from being a minister to being an evangelist. Yeah. The wait is over. Now it's your time. Rejoice. Be who God called you to be, woman of God. Father, I thank you for this evangelist. I thank you for this woman of God. I thank you, God, that she suffered the anointing. Now you're going from the back burner, and God is bringing you to the front. Watch what God is going to do and how he shall begin to manifest himself just for you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you, God, for every person that's on this line tonight. We give you glory, God, for what you're doing in their lives. I thank you that even now, God, that whatever they stand in the need of, Father, I stand in the gap, God, that you would give them what they need. Father, you said before we ask anything, you already know what we have need of. God, I give you glory. I give you praise, Father, for what you shall do in their lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Prophet. I still had one more. I couldn't hear. Dawn, are you still on the line? This is my sister. She lives in Texas.
Man.
She's not responding, so God bless her. Sometimes she's at work. Dawn? Okay. Well, anyway, we thank God for you, Prophet Pearson. I tell you, you have really blessed the people of God today. You have blessed our listeners and our audience. We certainly thank God for you. Now, God, we want to just pray for this young man. We pray, Lord God, that you continue to keep him with a vision. Lord God, we pray that you would continue to keep him anointed, Lord. God, that you would continue to reveal. Hallelujah. Your promises, hallelujah, to this young man. And Lord God, let him keep his eyes forever focused on you. Don't let him be moved by man. Keep him with that boldness to declare, what thus say the Lord. Don't let him be intimidated. Don't let him compromise this gospel, Lord God. We ask you to replenish everything, Lord God, that is out and in the day as he ministered the word on today, Lord God. And help us to know and recognize those demons, God. Hallelujah. Help us to love the people and hate the demons, Lord God. Bless him. And have him go, Lord God. We ask you to open up new doors for him, God. I don't know the most high, y'all. New days, Lord God, to minister effectively the word of God. Hallelujah. Let him stand on this apostolic doctrine. Hallelujah. Let him declare and decree, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless you for him, God. We bless you for him, Lord God. You said he would be blessed when he come, when he go. He blessed in the city. He blessed in the field, Lord God. Hallelujah, we declare those blessings, hallelujah. Perpetual. I hear the Lord say perpetual blessings. Hallelujah, they're going to follow you everywhere you go, man. Perpetual. Do you know what perpetual is? Perpetual is from eternity to eternity. Everlasting blessings shall follow you all the days of your life. Hallelujah, you will dwell in the presence of the Lord forever and ever. I hear the Lord say perpetual blessing. God, and I declare and decree that on your life today. For the man of God, for pastoral blessing for the man of God. Meet every need, Lord God. Don't let him run for any of oh, God, and even the petition that you have put before God. God said he sees them. God said he sees them. Glory to God. Glory to God, and they're going to be manifested. Don't let nobody tell you that they won't. Hallelujah. Take the limits off God. Hallelujah. God can do anything. Anything. But one thing he can do, and that's lie. One other thing he can do, he can't fail you. Hallelujah. So we bless God for this man of God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, and we pronounce those blessings, hallelujah, that he blessed upon the others on this line. Hallelujah, that the same blessing will come to his household. Hallelujah. And I hear the Lord says, just because you're a young man, sometimes people take you for granted. Because you grew up with some of them. Hallelujah. You were in the neighborhood, in the community with some of them. But they don't look to you. They don't regard you. They don't respect you as a man of God. But I hear the Lord saying, everything that you speak out your mouth, it comes to pass. It comes to pass. So let them laugh. Let them not believe you. But every word that you speak is going to be manifested in this season. Hallelujah. So we bless you for it, Lord God. We give you glory. We give you praise. And for every man of God on this line, God. Hallelujah. Words that the prophet has spoken. Hallelujah. Let them come to pass, God. Hallelujah. Let them come to pass as you put the words in his mouth to speak to him. It's not him, God, but it's the Spirit of God that dwells on the inside. You said in your word that our sons and our daughters would prophesy. Hallelujah. You said our old men would grieve with and our young men would have given. Oh, God, we thank you for these young men, and we thank you for us. Thank you for all the great God. Continue to bless and do the work in his life. Hallelujah. A miracle, Lord. A miracle, a miracle. A miracle for all the great God. I want a miracle, Lord God, in every promise that he promised. Hallelujah. Coming up with God and Apostle John. Hallelujah. God, continue to bless him. Keep him with that nurturing spirit. Hallelujah. Keep him calm. Hallelujah. Keep him gentle and meek, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we bless you for him. In Jesus' name. God. I bless you, even Sister Ruby, Lord God. We thank you for this woman. Oh, God, give her that boldness that she needs. Hallelujah, to teach and preach to young women. Hallelujah, young women and young men. Hallelujah, this is a season, woman. She's a seasoned mother, Lord God. Help her to take her rightful place in the kingdom, God. Hallelujah, we praise you, we thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we bless you. Thank you all for tuning in. We'll be back tomorrow. You're looking to confirm a speaker. If not, we will. Tomorrow we'll have somebody on here. Hallelujah. Declaring and decreeing this word. Amen. So God bless you again. We thank God for the prophet and we ask God to continue to bless you. We thank you for taking out your busy schedule and coming and sharing the word of God with us. Truly, this message has encouraged me. Hallelujah. So we thank God for you all. Have a wonderful and blessed day. And we'll see you on tomorrow at 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I want to introduce to you right now a close friend and brother. To me, he is one of the best interpreters. Song and spoken word. My friend, Pastor Marvin White. Be blessed.
Let the church say amen.
Mm-hmm.
Let the church
everybody
say amen.
God.
church, say,
say amen.
Yeah. Can I get a
witness?
Oh,
say
to what his plans are, to what his word
say,
says.
Say,
God has spoken.
God has spoken.
Let your body to the raising of the dead. No matter how you feel or how your world is reeling, battle on through the night, cause you're gonna win the fight. The church say, oh, 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 lift your hands wherever you are and let the church.
Jesus, they love you all.